Friends, hello and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. And one of the former members of our fellowship around the globe today. I am so excited to have on the Voices of MCC podcast, Ms. Elizabeth Vians. Liz, so good to have you with us to connect today. And I know that many listeners have been lifting you up and the last couple of weeks in the transition from Kansas City, from MCC to Southeast Asia and the city where you are at. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited for this opportunity.
Yes, we do miss you. We are pressing on in KC, but your presence is missed on Sundays and at your small group. But we are excited for you to be where you are. So let's begin with the depart from Kansas City. I remember standing beside you at the airport and thinking about your itinerary and asking, okay, Liz, what's your scoop here? Where are you flying to? What's next? And you had a flight change even at that time and had to have a longer layover in San Francisco. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I ended up having a 14-hour layover in San Francisco. And it was overnight, thankfully. So I was able to leave the airport and go to a hotel and get some rest, which I was really thankful for because in past trips that have been really long, I haven't had the opportunity. So I arrive really exhausted versus this time I was able to break it up and have a really good chunk of just peaceful rest halfway through, or I guess more of a third the way through. So I was really thankful for that. And it worked out well. The airport had free shuttle services to the airport. So I was able just to get on a bus and go and get some rest. So, and then head on my way. So that was really, really good and encouraging for me to have that time.
That's great. And then you had a couple of other long flights and landed in a major city in the country where you were at. You had to quarantine there for how many days?
It was supposed to be a 5-day or 5 nights quarantine, but the way it worked out, I ended up being there 6 nights because the rules are always changing, and I ended up having to have 2 negative COVID tests before they could let me leave. And they didn't tell me that until the day before I was going to leave. So I had to stay an extra day to get the results. Ended up being there for 6 days.
And that time you were in your hotel room by yourself, mm-hmm. 6 days, but you were on the 16th floor of the hotel. Is that right? So yeah. if you're on the 16th floor of a hotel and it is New Year's Eve, you have a good view for fireworks.
I did. Yes. It was really beautiful. I usually am partying on New Year's Eve with family and friends. So it was a little bit different to be alone. But the view was beautiful. I had a floor to ceiling window in my room. And so at midnight, as I was looking out, I could see basically miles of the city, and it was just fireworks after fireworks. And it was just, it was like an ocean of fireworks, and it was so beautiful. So that's how I celebrated New Year's Eve.
Wonderful. Then after the quarantine, you got to the city that you will call home and got mm-hmm. there and began to get settled. Let's just talk about domestic life in the city where you are calling home. What's it like to live there?
It is really hot. It's pretty hot and humid for most of the time. So for the first few days, I was really getting used to that coming from Kansas City where it was cooler. And it's just really busy. There's tons of cars and motorcycles everywhere. The traffic is really, really busy all the time. They don't have a lot of traffic rules. So it's kind of just a hodgepodge of whoever gets there goes first. So that I'm still getting used to. But The couple of the strangest things that I've been having to get used to are the Muslim mosques going off 5 times every day, and they're everywhere, so it's really loud. And it starts at about 3:50 in the morning as when one goes off. So the first few days I was living here, it woke me up every morning at 3:50, and it was really loud and long. But now I sleep through them, thankfully. But just super busy, just people selling stuff out of their cars on the sides of the streets. Just a really busy life, which is different from what I had in Kansas City, being in more of the rural areas. So just people and life happening everywhere. It's really fun to see and be a part of.
And you are living in a house, a house, and you have one roommate, is that correct?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom house close to school, about a 10-minute walk from my school. So I walk every day, and she's super sweet. She has really been a blessing and a help to me as I've been living here. She's been showing me around and helping me get places and helping me get what I need. So it's been a blessing having her.
And she teaches at the school as well, is that correct?
Yes, she teaches elementary music, and she also teaches English classes in the high school.
Wonderful. And you're teaching third grade?
Yep, I teach third grade.
Wonderful. So a couple of teachers living together. How many teachers at the school?
At the school in total, I would say probably less than 25 teachers at the school, because we only have, in elementary, we only have one per grade level, because we don't have enough kids to have multiple classrooms. So we have one teacher per grade level. And in the high school, I'm not sure exactly how many, but I would assume, I think the whole school is about under 25 teachers.
Wonderful. So you get to know faculty pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that so far. What are faculty relationships like?
So when I first got here, the first half week of school, we had a couple of meetings, and it was really fun to finally be in person for those and just meet people and say hi to people I've only ever seen on Zoom. And but starting last Sunday, so a week ago, Malang went into another shutdown where they required 75% of every work area to be working at home. So now most of the school is working from home again. So I haven't had too many opportunities to meet very many people because people haven't been allowed at school anymore. But for the most part, I've met all of the elementary teachers and have been able to make some really good connections with people.
Wonderful. How about your principal and administration? How are connections there?
Really good. So my principal actually is the one who picked me up at the airport, and him and his wife. So that was really fun to see them. And they were so happy that I was here and were welcoming me and were so excited. And it was good just to see them. And then the director of my school has been really helpful in helping me to get like my bank account and my cell phone and all these little tiny things worked out. They've been in touch pretty regularly with me to see. And they even were saying, you know, if you need help knowing where something is, or you need to know how to do something, just message us and we'll help you. So it's been really good to have them.
Wonderful. How is language going so far, just in terms of getting around, getting food, shopping generally, those kinds of things?
It's been good. I still am not too comfortable speaking it. I can understand a little bit more than I speak, but I've had 2 conversations with people, mostly with the hi, how are you, basic conversations. And I was able to, my cell service is prepaid, so I have to pay ahead for the month for whatever I want. And I was able to do that by myself at the place. But that's like the only 2 conversations I've been able to successfully have without like being really nervous. Actually, I was nervous, but those are the only 2 that I've successfully overcome my nervousness to do.
Love it.
Usually my roommate is, she knows Indonesian. She grew up part of her life here. And so she is very helpful. I told her she needs to make me practice more. And then when she tries, I'm like, no, please don't make me say these things. But I'm slowly learning more. As I'm hearing it more, I'm really trying to focus and see what I can figure out. It's a slow process.
How's the food?
It's delicious. Super delicious. Lots of rice and veggies and meat. I love it all. There's lots and lots of good tropical fruits like guava and papaya and star fruit and dragon fruit, which I love. So that's been really delicious. Lots and lots of fresh veggies. Yeah, just I haven't found a food that I haven't liked so far.
That's great. It's such a major concern for folks when they go to a different area, because food is something we do multiple times a day and it's kind of necessary. So if we don't like it, boy, it can really become a problem. So that is wonderful. How about the coffee?
Oh, it's delicious. And there's coffee shops everywhere. I actually live one house away from a giant coffee shop. It's on the corner of my street and there's one house and then my house.
Wow.
Which is perfect.
There are many MCC friends who are listening right now saying that's the deal right there.
Except you have to order an Indonesian. So there's your hang up. If you go, you have to order. So it kind of keeps me from going too often because I don't know how to order.
That's great. Yeah. Well, as you get used to it, that's very convenient. That's great. Your classroom, you're not there very much yet, but what is a feature or two that you're excited about getting there?
My classroom is in a really, it's a really big classroom, which I'm so thankful for. So I can do a lot when my kids are able to come back. But it's my school, the way it is situated and the way a lot of Indonesian style houses are, is that they're open. So it's not a building. I mean, it's a building, but the hallways are actually open and the walls are open. So I actually open my classroom and it's outside. The doors leads to outside. So the windows, I have tons of windows that open up around two walls of my classroom are just windows that I can open and see outside. So I get a really beautiful view and breeze. So I really enjoy that about my classroom. And it's in a beautiful spot. So I really get a good view.
Beautiful. Can't wait to get over there and connect with you and see that classroom, see students, and look forward to that. When the Lord opens those doors up, will be fantastic. What's been the biggest surprise so far?
The biggest surprise for me has been, it scared me really bad one night because I didn't realize that the security in the neighborhood that I live in and the neighborhood I was staying in from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. as like a security measure, they bang this giant metal thing every hour from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. And they bang it like 10 times for 10 p.m., 11 times for 11 p.m. and so on. And I wasn't expecting it. And they bang it right outside the house I was staying at is where they bang it for the whole neighborhood. And it was so loud. And I jumped out of bed and I was like super terrified. I was like, what is that? But now I'm used to that. It just gets banged every hour in the night. Now it doesn't scare me anymore. And then also just the amount of, there's just the sheer amount of people in the city that are just always around. Like it feels like there's always people everywhere. Even though I live in a quieter, more residential area, it just feels like there's people everywhere, which is super surprising.
Yes, I think in that part of the world where you're at, I've heard that over and over. And Kansas City is not a small city. I mean, it's an average size. Maybe it's not huge like Chicago or something, but where you lived is a little more rural part of Kansas City. Yeah, you're not right downtown. And even right downtown Kansas City, you're not swamped with people normally, like a downtown New York City or downtown Chicago or something like that. So that'll be something we'll just keep praying for you. The Lord will provide you little respites of countryside somehow once in a while to relax. That would be good. Tell me, just as far as getting to know folks, who are maybe a couple of folks and you've met so far, maybe that at the school, besides your roommate at the school, or just amongst local friends who have been people encouraging for you?
There's a family. Their son's actually in my class, and she has been super helpful. Even when I was traveling, she was messaging me, giving me updates like, hey, I wanted to make sure you realized that this rule had changed. So when you come in, you need to do this. Hey, how are you? Just checking in. She actually FaceTimed me when I was in quarantine and just to check up on me. And she's been extremely helpful and sweet, just making sure I get plugged into the community. They have like a woman, like an expat women's group that has a chat that you can just ask questions. And so she got me plugged into that. And she invited me over for dinner one night. So that was super fun, just getting to know her. And she's been extremely helpful and making sure that I am safe and know what I'm doing. And then most of the other families, I haven't been able to meet in person quite yet, just because of the lockdown, or they've been out of country, or things like that. But I'm looking forward to being able to meet more people.
For sure. That's going to be a rich blessing here later this spring and summer, as you get to connect with students and friends there. What is church like in your city? Obviously you haven't been there that long, but what you've heard and what you might have experienced so far, what's it like?
Right now they're all online because of the government shutdown, but I am going to be joining a group that is an expat English service that I was recommended by a lot of families. And right now they're meeting on Zoom, but I'm going to join that this afternoon. And basically it rotates people's homes, and they have whoever's in the home, that dad is the leader for church that week, and he preaches, and the wife is in charge of child care or Sunday school for the kids for that week. So it's a little more definitely home church and relaxed than a normal church environment would be to me, but I'm really excited to try that out and see what that would be like. And then I am going to look into a few other options as well. I haven't heard of anybody. I'm going to look at some with some friends and see what churches they go to and how that works for them. But for now, I think I'm going to do the expat English service until I'm able to go physically and see churches when they open.
Great. Sounds great. I think that'll be good fellowship for you to get to and to see people, to be in their home and connect. Is that what I'm understanding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every week it rotates people's homes. And a couple of them are in my class, and most of the families go to my school or are teachers at my school. So I think that'll be really good for me to be able to meet more people and connect with them outside of school.
That's great. What from the Word has been sustaining you, encouraging you in these days? Are there any particular passages that the Lord has just encouraged you with in all of this transition?
Yeah, so especially when I was traveling here, and it was pretty, like every day the rules were changing, and it was kind of a nerve-wracking time, especially then and now. Psalm 91 has been really on my heart, especially where it talks about, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And then later on it says, one of the verses says, his faithfulness will be your shield. And that verse really stuck with me. And that's kind of what I've just been, especially when I was traveling, saying to myself a lot, is his faithfulness is your shield. Like he protects you because he is faithful. And then I've been memorizing in Ephesians 2, which has also been very encouraging to me, just talking about how the Lord has prepared good works in advance for us to do, even if it's not looking like what I want it to look like right now. I'm still, as long as I'm following the Lord, he can use me wherever I am and however the circumstances. So those two passages, I think, for sure. Psalm 91 and Ephesians 2 have been really impactful right now for me.
So cool, Liz. Such a blessing here. Well, as we wrap up, a word to MCC from you. What would you want to tell your friends and family back in KC?
I miss you guys a lot. It feels weird not seeing you guys every week, especially since I've seen you every week since I was like four, basically. But I love you all. And if you ever get the chance, you are welcome to come visit. I would love to have anybody here to see me. So, but I pray for you all and I love you so much.
We love you, Liz. You are going to be a regular guest on the Voices of MCC podcast. So we're getting these staked out here for 2021. And I want you to know you're on my radar and you'll be a guest here again in 6 weeks or a couple months, something like that. Want to feature you regularly so folks can hear from you and hear how the Lord is working there. Thanks for taking this time. This is Sunday morning where you are, and it's Saturday night here in Kansas City, but folks will be getting this podcast here in the next few days. Here the middle of January, latter part of January, to hear from you. So we're grateful for you. Keep pressing on, girl. Stay in touch.
I will. Thank you so much.